For all my busy female entrepreneurs out there whose days are packed, who are constantly giving to everyone else, and who barely have time to eat, let alone dream, vision, and work on you, here's a hard truth. Without intentional, sacred space, true mental peace and clarity cannot exist. And without clarity, there is no growth. What if, in just 5 days, you could hit the reset button and realign your entire life and career? I'm so excited to share that doors are now open to my next Claim Your Light retreat, taking place January 26th through the 30th, 2025 in Riviera Maya, Mexico. This is the only retreat that blends business strategy and spiritual development for high-performing lightworker women just like you. This is the sacred space you've been yearning for. This is your moment to step into a truly life-changing experience that will light up your soul and propel your business to new heights. You'll experience brand building, leadership training, and personal growth through sacred rituals, spiritual practices, and expert-led workshops with me on business, branding, marketing, sales, and seven-figure business strategies, all within a luxury backdrop at the Atterio Auberge 5-star boutique resort. I don't mess around when it comes to luxury travel, my friends. Our safe container of sisterhood provides space for intimate masterminding, personal one-to-one coaching with me, and deep connections with like-minded women just like you. And above all, you'll experience the mental peace and relaxation so that you can finally gain that clarity and alignment you've been seeking but have been too busy to find. Claim Your Light includes 4 nights and 5 days in luxury accommodations with your own king-size room with a private pool overlooking the ocean, 5-star locally sourced organic meals, white glove service, business building workshops, mastermind sessions, one-to-one coaching, spiritual rituals, and healing ceremonies with the world's top healers and shamans, breathwork and daily yoga, sacred activations, and the most powerful sisterhood on the planet. Applications for Claim Your Light close November 15th. So if you're feeling the call, now is the time, sister. Visit jessicazweig.com/retreats or follow the link in the show notes to apply and book a call with my team today. That's jessicazweig.com/retreats. And I'll see you on the beach in Mexico, January 2025. I cannot wait to be with you, sister. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-7-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm in a mood today. I'm in a great mood. I'm feeling so obsessed with this time of year. Now, if you're listening to this in real time, I'm coming at you in the gorgeous, perfect, flawless, delicious month of October. Now, I am a Leo. I'm a summer baby, and the summer is my season, but there is just something about the change of the season and the way that the air just hits different. It smells different. It's so crisp and fresh here in Nashville, at least where I am based. I'm obsessed with Nashville. I make the joke that Nashville should pay me a marketing royalty because I'm a walking billboard for it and I'm convincing everybody to basically move here. The point is, the weather has just opened my heart and has gotten me so grateful to be grounded at home in this beautiful season after I've been on the road basically all year doing my book magic tour across the country. I got to meet so many of you. I was on multiple podcasts promoting my new book that came out this year, The Light Work, Reclaim Your Feminine Power, Live Your Cosmic Truth, and Illuminate the World. And, you know, to be home is just the best. And this is going to come out the week of Halloween. And okay, fun fact, my husband hates Halloween. We've only dressed up once together in like 12 years together. Yeah, don't judge me, judge him. He's just not into it. So like, I used to be really into it when I was single. I used to dress up like a slut and like do all the things, go out to all the bars, and then like got married and we don't really celebrate Halloween anymore. Well, this year, because of where we're living right now in my beautiful home that I'm renting while we build our real home, which won't be done until next year, we're in this beautiful neighborhood in Nashville called 12 South, and it's just Halloween city over here. It is the biggest parade of houses on houses on houses on houses with the most epic decorations I've seen. Like, somebody put up two blow up full size, like as big as their house, dragons. Unreal. The house next to it has like a full graveyard. People cover their whole houses in cobwebs. It's just insane. And it's so fun. And so I'm especially excited because we got some decorations too. Well, I put like some pumpkins and gourds outside of my front stoop, and I'm going to probably go to Walgreens this week and get even more like sparkly, glowy, cool things to put in our yard so that the trick-or-treaters know that they can come to my house and there will be candy. And I'm going to make my husband wear something, and I'm dressing up my two little dogs. I don't know what I'm going to be yet, but I'm just so excited because this time next year, we're moving to the woods and we don't really have any neighbors. And this is effectively my last year living in a house where we'll get droves and droves of kids and trick-or-treaters. And I'm just into all of it. I'm into all the leaves. I'm into all the pumpkin. I'm into all the cinnamon. I'm into all the warm, yummy food that just feels so good to eat. Soups. Does anybody else just really get into soups this season? Tea. I'm really here for the cozy vibes because it has been a very intense year for me. And to just ground in a seasonal change just feels really magical. So I hope that wherever you are in the world listening to this, if you celebrate Halloween, if you don't, that you just, or if you have a husband that somehow doesn't celebrate anymore and you now don't either, maybe that's just me. I just am wishing you just some real magic, some real cozy, grounding, nourishing, snuggly, internal time. Not just for the sake of October, but for the sake of your soul. And today we're actually talking about the power of creating an environment, a home, a space that you call your own, whether you live in a house or an apartment or a townhouse or an Airbnb, truly. How to activate your space for more manifestations and abundance. And you know me, here on the Spiritual Hustler podcast, we're all about hustling in a new vibration, not hustling from a vibration of go, 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 on, stress, 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 execute, 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 but allowance, surrender, receiving, trust. Right? The feminine. This is why this show is called The Spiritual Hustler, because I, for a very, 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 very long time, was that kind of go, go, go hustler, and it nearly killed me. And that's not an exaggeration. I often say that when I was killing it, according to everyone outside watching my life and my business, I was killing myself. And we're not playing that game anymore. Not here on this show. On this show, we talk about, of course, business and leadership and building a brand and creating impact. And we also talk about the consciousness that we should be doing it from, that we can be doing it from, because we're not designed to work at the pace of this insane system called the patriarchy, called the matrix, called honestly just 2024 modern day reality, where we just are inundated with millions and millions of pieces of data coming our way every single day. We have 70, 80,000 thoughts a day. Many of them are the same thoughts we had yesterday. With the technology and the pace and the demands and the notifications that come our way, this is a relatively new development, right? Like, we didn't live like this for hundreds of thousands of years. We've only lived like this for the last, I don't know, 15 years, two decades, maybe. Definitely has become hyper intense at a fever pitch these last 5 to 10 years. And so here on this podcast, we're all about ease. We're all about taking a deep fucking breath and setting up our businesses and setting up our lives and setting up our bodies and setting up our relationships and setting up our relationships to our former self or our inner child and setting up our homes to do it in a way that allows us to thrive in a brand new way. It's actually not a brand new way. It's how we always used to exist. We're coming home to our original DNA and makeup, especially as women. And I'm so excited about my guest today because I've never had a chance to talk about how we can optimize our physical spaces with the magic of feng shui to create that money to flow in, to create that abundance to come in with more surrender and trust and allowance. And yes, magic. Feng shui is magic. And my guest today is not only my podcast guest, she's actually my feng shui practitioner consultant. I've hired Christina Hollinger multiple times for every single one of my moves. I had her feng shui my Chicago apartment, my Airbnb that I rented on and off for 2 years in Nashville. She's feng shui'd this house that I'm sitting in right now, that I'm recording this podcast in, that I'm renting. She will be feng shui'ing my entirely brand new house that I'm building that won't be done for a little while, but I'm bringing Christina in. I will never not work with Christina. She is a master. And I am so excited for her to walk you through some of the core codes of what I like to call Christina. She is pure codes, this girl, and how you can optimize your home. Because when we get feng shui, I don't want to say right, because there's no real right, particular perfect way to do feng shui. It's an art. But when we really work with it, it works. It has insane results for our lives. And I will talk about some of the results that I've had today working with Christina. But Christina is especially special, not only because I'm a client of hers, but because Christina is also a client of mine. Christina read my book, my first book, B, many years ago, and she'll tell the story of how she manifested making me her client. And then she became a part of my community on social media. And then last year, she signed up for my Claim Your Light retreat in Santa Fe. And I was so excited that she signed. She was actually the first person to sign up for that entire retreat. And we ended up having 16 women jump in after her. But I watched Christina go from, like, I call her this, I've said this to her face, like a little bud of a rose to a full blossomed flower in 5 days. And Christina hired me as her one-on-one coach after that retreat to help her with her business. And then she joined my Seven Sisters Mastermind, which is a mastermind that I only invite and open to the women that come to my retreats. And I don't market my mastermind publicly. And Christina has gone on a journey with me, just like I've gone on a journey with her. And I have watched her not only blossom, but quantum leap, fly in her business. When we started working together right after my retreat, she had her incredible 12-month manifesting journey, this 12-month program that she launches every year. And she was about to launch it a few months after our work together. And about 20-ish women had signed up in 2023. And after working with me for a few months, she launched it again and she had over 50 women sign up. It was the biggest launch of her business. She has since brought on a team to support her. She is expanding her product suite in a multitude of ways, launching a mastermind of her own. She's built beautiful process and systems with her funnels and her email, and her business is soaring, and she's activating so many clients in their homes through her one-to-one consulting sessions. And I just want to share that before we get into the interview, because the woman that sat across from me here in my studio a couple weeks ago is not the same woman that came to my retreat a year ago, isn't the same woman that came to my house a couple years ago in Chicago when she first feng shuied my space. And I'm just so grateful that we get to come on today as one another's clients, but really truly one another's sisters. And this is how I roll. This is my life's work. This is my mission. This is what I'm actively building my entire business around, which is going narrow and deep with my community and going on the journey together. And when you commit to going on a journey within a true sisterhood, not only do you expand your revenue and make more money and become each other's clients and get to be on one another's podcasts and grow in the 3D, which is what I would call all of that, but you grow in the 5D. Your life enriches. Your heart expands. Your world becomes more full and multidimensional and empowering and eclectic and healing when we ride together as sisters. And for that, I'm most proud of this conversation, because you will witness in so many ways what happens when two women trust each other and take chances on each other. And if you're interested in taking the chance on me, I would love to take the chance on you and ride with you, sister, who's listening to this, at my upcoming next Claim Your Light retreat that I do once a year. And it is by far and away the most sacred thing I do. And it's January 26th through the 30th in Riviera Maya, Mexico. We're close to being completely full. I have a few spots left. Doors are closing on November 15th. We've put in place incredible payment plans. So if you've already seen it and you've said to yourself, I don't think I can afford that, we've put in place 6-month, 12-month, 18-month payment plans so that you can easily make this work. I am fully dedicated to the returning and reclamation and remembrance of the divine feminine codes that live inside of ourselves and how we bring that into our modern day 3D businesses as powerful female leaders who are making real money and real impact. And if you are feeling the call, please apply. Please book your call. You will talk to me. You're not talking to anyone else from my team. This is a deep invitation and a sacred commitment that I am making in you and you are making in me. So if you are interested in Claim Your Light in January, now is the time, because these final spots are going to go, and they're going to go fast. So head to jessicazweig.com/retreats, or you can find that link right there in the show notes to book your call with me. All right, my dear soul sister, Christina Hollander, feng shui expert, spiritual guide, author, featured on HGTV, shares manifesting wisdom through the power of feng shui with simple and modern methods. She's got a bevy of services, programs. She's got her own podcast. We'll leave links to it all in the show notes. You're going to want to go follow Christina when this podcast is over. You're going to want to listen to her show, Modern Feng Shui, and jump into her mini masterclass. She's got a 3-part free mini masterclass on feng shui that will take this episode even deeper for you, so you know exactly how to apply very foundational methods that have instant results. So take it from me, take it from everyone who's worked with Christina. This girl is codes. She's codes on codes. So without further ado, here's my amazing, amazing interview with Christina Hollander. I'm so happy you're here in my studio, Christina Hollander. Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you, Jess.
You are not only a soul sister and a client and a friend, but you're also a teacher to me. And I have been profoundly impacted by your work. And I cannot wait to dig into all things feng shui today and you and your story. But I got to ask you the first question that I ask all my guests, which is, what are you spiritually hustling for right now, Christina?
Well, luckily I listened to your show all the time, so I knew this was coming. And there are two things. I am spiritually hustling for abundance, and I am going to unapologetically claim that. And I'm also spiritually hustling for peace.
Me too. It's always the heart of the spiritual hustle, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You said something actually when we were all together at the Seven Sisters Mastermind a few weeks ago about your work with feng shui and what you really help your clients ultimately do. And you're like, everyone comes to me for like the money adjustments and to call in more wealth, but really what I'm helping my clients do is find peace. Mm. Do you remember saying that?
It sounds like something I would say, but you know what I love about feng shui, and that's why I said I'm spiritually hustling for abundance. And I truly mean that because, I mean, we live in a 3D world and a reality where we do need money, not only to survive, but to thrive. It's just part of this matrix. It's part of the world. And I truly believe that everyone can tune into more abundance, no matter what your occupation is. I've been practicing feng shui for over 12 years. I've been working in public education for over 18 years. And yes, people come to me looking to call in more money. And luckily, feng shui has so many adjustments. There's an adjustment for everything and a lot to call in more money. And I think that's amazing. And I really, really want to empower, especially women, to claim that for themselves.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the peace, one thing I didn't know about feng shui until I really studied it is that professor would say that you can move your furniture around, but unless you balance your personal energy, you will not be successful manifesting with feng shui.
Yeah.
And so balancing your personal energy and having that inner alignment is a big part of what I teach and what I offer people. And honestly, without peace, the money doesn't mean as much.
Correct.
At all.
What's it all for?
Exactly.
So you mentioned professor just now. Mm-hmm. Can you explain who that is, but also just your education, your journey, and how you studied this sacred practice and just the approach that professor had that you are now living out?
So Professor Lin Yun brought the BTB School of Feng Shui to the United States in the 1980s. I did not have an opportunity to meet him because when I got certified at the Feng Shui School of Chicago with Lori Polly, he had since passed. So I've been certified for over 10 years, a Red Ribbon Professional of the International Feng Shui Guild. But what I'd like listeners to know is that, you know, Professor teaches a specific school of Feng Shui called BTB School. And basically, we work with this tool called the Bagua Map, which is my favorite thing. And what it does is it divides your home into 9 different areas of life. And with the BTB School Feng Shui, we always start at your front door. And it's very user-friendly. And, you know, there is a traditional method. It's called the compass method. And it uses a lot of cardinal directions. That's just a different school of feng shui. But Professor taught a different way, which is the BTB School Feng Shui, using the front door. And I love the accessibility, the simplicity of it. And truly, like, what I've designed for my clients and with like my free mini course is I just want to be a space where people can go and get a consistent approach to feng shui, because it can be very complicated, especially if you're Googling it and you're getting all these different schools of thought. So I think it is important to mention that I teach the BTB School feng shui, and it's been around in the US since about the 1980s, although feng shui in general has been around for thousands of years.
I know it has been.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about the way you teach it. And I think your public education background has served you in this space, because I work with Christina, and I've taken your courses, and you've come to my house, and we've done virtual consults. And every time I work with you, I'm always amazed at the depth of knowledge that you have, but just truly the depth and nuances and ever evolving, not complexity, but there's so much you can do with feng shui. It can sometimes feel overwhelming, and you have a way of just really articulating it in a way that's so empowering and clear for your clients. So I feel like my audience is familiar enough with feng shui, but maybe some aren't. The Bagua map, let's start there. And if somebody is just like wanting to take those first few steps to optimize their house, let's maybe start with the front door. what, why the front door? What is so important about the front door? And what can people do with their front door?
I'm actually so glad you're asking this question, because I go to a Club Pilates and I go every single week, and the receptionist stopped me the last time I went there. And she said, like, you teach feng shui? I didn't know you could manifest with feng shui. I thought it was just about design. And it's like such a misconception that feng shui is just about how you design your home. And it's actually, it's all about manifesting. So if we were to start at the front door in feng shui is considered the mouth of qi. It's where all the positive energy, opportunities, and money flow into the home. And ultimately, I do want to touch upon the bag o' map, because people always want to know, like, where's my wealth area? And I'm going to help everyone identify that. So when you walk in, there's 9 different areas of life we can identify. The far back left area of your home is the wealth area of your home, and the far back right area of your home is the relationship area of your home. And I like to point those out, because if you can identify those spaces, then all the other pieces fall into place a lot easier. And the wealth area in the far back left and the relationship in the far back right, those are considered like command positions. So they're really important anchoring spaces to identify. And then the front center area of your home is your career area. So if you can identify those 3 spaces, I feel like you can identify all the rest of the areas of the Bagua. And then you can basically activate those spaces, and each area is activated by a different element in feng shui. And so that's kind of like the feng shui 101, how you get started. And then it's like from there, it's just a total rabbit hole, as you know, because it's so much fun.
It is fun.
And it's fun to apply from a design angle, but then it's really fun when things start to manifest and you're like, what? How did this happen? And sometimes it happens literally overnight.
Overnight.
Which is really fun.
Yeah, that's happened to me. So elements represent like metal, water, fire, wood, but then also color can reflect an element as well. So the front door is water, right? Am I remembering this right?
So it just depends. Like if your front door is in the front center of your home, it's the career area. So it That's will right. be activated
I'm
by
I'm thinking water. About my front door.
You are. Your front door is in the career area. So yeah. That's the perfect example of the career area is one of my favorite spaces, because it's the only space that's activated directly by water. And the water element in feng shui is really important because it represents money and emotion. So water can really be very telling of what's going on in somebody's life. And the best part is, if something isn't feeling great in a certain space, you can have the power to change it.
You talk about, I mean, you can adjust your home with like paintings and rugs and, you know, but there's invisible cures that you have really taught me that you can do all throughout your house that no one sees. I'll give a quick example of mine, and then I'd love for you to share a few others, because again, you're the master at this, but I'm just going to get really vulnerable with my audience. I've never shared this before, but at the beginning of the year, we were applying for our construction loan for our house, and Brian and I are both entrepreneurs, and like we have a very kind of unique financial picture, and you have to kind of have a traditional financial trajectory when you're applying for a loan of any kind, but especially a loan of that size. And the bank was kind of like, just 2 steps forward, 1 step back with us. It was highly stressful. And I had a session with you right around this time. And we looked at my helpful people corner. It's helpful people in travel, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the metal element. And you told me to buy a metal jar, which I got on Amazon, like I overnighted it, and to write down on a piece of paper, a fresh white piece of paper with like a fresh pen, and write it as though it's already happened. And so I was like, thank you to these loan officers. Thank you to the mortgage banker. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you for a speedy and efficient loan approval process, whatever. Folded it in, put it in the jar, went to bed. And the next morning we got our loan and we almost weren't getting it. And like, that's just, I think about that often because you've helped me manifest a lot of things, but the invisible cures are really fascinating. And so what are some other powerful and empowering invisible cures that no one has to move their furniture to do?
I love the helpful people jar. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Helpful people travel is in the front right area of your home. And when you look at the Bagua map, it's actually like directly diagonal from the wealth area. So what we say in feng shui is that it takes a village to experience the wealth and abundance that you desire in your life. So helpful people travel impacts your wealth. So I love that, you know, a lot of people don't come to me looking for more helpful people in their life, but little do they know that when we do a feng shui consultation, we're going to go to that space to help to improve your abundance. And that's just such a beautiful story and example. I mean, I used the helpful people jar to lose 20 pounds and I kept the 20 pounds off. And it was like, it was something that I had set an intention for. And it just like, I kept hitting roadblocks with my personal health journey. And then it just like things unlocked, you know? And so that's just one example. And you can use the helpful people jar for so many different things. I just absolutely love that one. Jess, I'm going to put you on the spot here because you became a client of mine actually when you lived in Chicago.
Yes.
And then you moved to Nashville to an Airbnb. And that was a unique situation because when you were in the Airbnb, you couldn't necessarily, maybe you could move some furniture, but the artwork was kind of already there. So there was, we did a lot more invisible adjustments for you there because you couldn't necessarily change the aesthetic a ton, which is fine. So do you remember this is for your audience too and for the listeners, because I know you want to, you know, just give them a little something to try. One of the suggestions I gave you during that time in your life, which by the way, you were still CEO of the Simply Be agency, I had you boil water with basil leaves and salt because just for listeners, this is so fun. You can use basil, cinnamon, rosemary, any of those types of herbs are going to not only clear energy, but they're also going to make space for money energy. So you're clearing and neutralizing the space, but also infusing that abundance. So I believe you just used probably basil. Maybe I told you to add some rosemary, and I told you to clean your kitchen because your kitchen is the hub of abundance. There's so many pillars of the kitchen that represent your capacity to receive and save money. So your stove, your refrigerator, dining room table, all of those pieces are important. And I believe you did follow that. Do you remember?
I do remember that. I washed my whole kitchen with basil water. Like I boiled basil and salt and I like let it cool. And then I put it in a spray bottle and I cleaned my whole kitchen counters with that water. And I felt like my money situation was shifting. And I have a stick of rosemary downstairs in my kitchen right now. I light it up to clear the energy. And every single time I do it, it's not like something manifests.
You get a wink from the universe.
I love the wink from the universe. Yes. That's so good. I also use the different stove burners. You taught me that. Can you share more about that?
Yeah. So the stove burners represent money flowing into your life from sources expected and unexpected. So, you know, I like to recommend the 2-minute wealth adjustment, which is when you stand at your stove for 2 minutes, everyone take precaution and be safe when you do this one, but you just turn the stove burners on for 2 minutes and visualize money coming in from sources expected, unexpected, and then turn it off. And you can do that like every couple months, you know, just to kind of boost the money in your life. And I think that that's the fun part of manifesting with feng shui, as long as you don't get fixated on where the money's going to come. Because I feel like so many times, this is why I started my 12-month manifesting journey, is to help people with their feng shui practice and to help when they start to feel blocked. Because what I've noticed is a lot of not only my clients, but even people in the 12-month manifesting journey, when things don't manifest exactly how they envisioned, they think it's not working. But a lot of the time, the money will flow in sources way unexpected than you thought. And we have to be open to those creative solutions.
Yeah. You know, the work that you really do is the spiritual hustle, Christina. No, really. I mean, it's magic. It's putting in the work and then like, and the work is fun. It's creative. It's inspiring to move things in your house or bring in new elements or put invisible cures down and then letting the universe do its job. It's a game of like trust and co-creation all at once. I mean, really, like I think about, I don't really know what I would do without feng shui. It has helped me let go of needing to know the outcome and controlling how it's going to happen and just trusting that my environment is that powerful and that my intention is that powerful, because that's really a huge part of how you approach this work. It's so much fun to work with you. Like, I'm just going to say, it's so stimulating the way that you think and then you deliver, I call it your codes, like you have feng shui codes that just allow your clients to feel really empowered and to have fun with it. Because if it's not fun, it's not going to flow.
Well, I feel so grateful that the universe literally delivered you to me in so many ways. I will just tell you, so I read your book, The Lightwork, of course, and it was really interesting to me because in it, you talked about a lot of different things. First of all, that Dr. Wayne Dyer was one of your very first spiritual teachers, and he wrote the book, The Power of Intention. And he was also one of my first spiritual teachers. And I just feel like, yeah, feng shui is spiritual. And I didn't even like realize it when I stepped into it, but it's helped to build my spirituality as well. You also talked about, even before I met you, you've always kind of dabbled in feng shui with maybe not even knowing it. You talked about how you got a Lakshmi statue. Yeah. She's the goddess of abundance. So you've always kind of had it in you.
I have, you? Yeah. But I like read some books and saw some YouTube videos, and then like I met you, and it's like, phew, like a whole different level of consciousness and mastery. I want to talk a little bit. I want to come back to feng shui. I have so many more questions about the Year of the Dragon and all the things. But before we get there, you have been on your own journey from scarcity into abundance. You really found the power of this work for yourself first. And that's what lit you up to bring it to so many people. So can you kind of tell us a little bit about who Christina was before Christina was this beautiful feng shui master that everyone sees? Like, when you first moved into your apartment in Chicago, like, take us back.
This story came to me while I was on the flight from Chicago to Nashville. And I know I have to share it with you today because I was having a moment as I was flying here to come on your show. So first of all, I was a mom in 2018 who barely had any time to herself. When my daughter was like 3 or 4 years old and my son was almost one, I was working full-time in public education. And the only time I ever had to myself was at night after the kids went to bed. And I would like, you know, maybe pour myself a glass of wine, sit on the couch, turn on HGTV. And I would watch Alice and Victoria on Windy City Rehab. And she was updating all of these beautiful brownstones on the streets that I knew and loved. And I was so inspired. And like I said, I was just like a mom working full-time public education. But I remember she like had one episode where she started at Club Lucky. It's like one of my favorite Italian restaurants in Bucktown. And I would just beg my husband, like, can we just go down there and just have a date night? And we would go down there and I would just like walk down the street while we were waiting for our table. And like, you could see the houses that were on HGTV season one. And it really sparked my excitement and interest. And I don't know why, but it just did. And it was after season one, she had 14 episodes. I felt called to like meet her. And I don't know, somehow I got on her show, season two, season finale. And I didn't just get on her show, but I got on her show to do a feng shui space clearing, which was something that I was so excited about, to share my gifts. Just a public education teacher doing it, right? The point was, what I wanted to share is I thought that was the epitome of my career. And I was like, this is it. And it actually wasn't it. It wasn't the end of it. It was actually just the beginning of my journey. And I didn't even know who you were until Allison was on your show. Mm-hmm. And I tuned into the Simply Be podcast when Allison Victoria was getting interviewed from you. And what I find so interesting about just the way that the universe works, it's like, oh my God, like I feel like part of me feels like I needed to go on HGTV and meet Allison so I could be guided to you, because I think Allison saw something in me and she really appreciated what I had to give her, which that's a whole other story, because literally a space clearing is not just about clearing energy. It's also about setting your intention, and yes, so many good things happened after that, but for her at least. But I just wanted to share how like that journey just like it kind of just amazes me how the universe works. So, and I, you know, my intention today was that I could help women to see a little bit of themselves in my story. And my message really is like, I mean, I worked with you because you put a story up on Instagram because you were looking for a feng shui practitioner to help you with your apartment in Chicago. And so again, just saying like, part of me was just having this really full circle moment of like, I learned about you, Jessica, when I listened to your podcast. And here we are 3 years later. It's going to happen 3 years, regardless if you dream or not. I'm so glad I didn't give up. Because here I am right now having a conversation with you and talking about this and hopefully inspiring other women to step into the abundance that they deserve, even if they're just sitting at home at 9 o'clock at night watching HGTV. Like, you can do it too.
Oh.
You could get on the TV too, or whatever you want to do.
And to step into their power and to take risks and to bet on themselves and to believe in themselves. And that is something that I have obviously witnessed you do in quantum leaps the last year and a half working with you. But that is what's so beautiful about finding women in the space that you connect with, that clients can become friends, can become sisters, can become collaborators, can become one another's sisters. And I just think that the magic of the spiritual arts is available to all of us. And your work, I mean, I remember when you came to my house in Chicago and I was like, this girl's legit. Like, there's no space I'll ever have without you helping me to feng shui it. And not only have I worked with you, so many of my friends have in like your one-to-one consultations, but you have a beautiful online part of your business. And I want to talk about that. You really have, you know, your 12-month manifesting journey. You do your beginning of the year rituals around the Chinese New Year, launched a mastermind. Tell us about your product suite, Christina, and all the ways you serve your clients.
I'd be happy to, but I also want to just share too, like you had mentioned sisterhood and having worked with me in the past year and a half. And I just really do want to say that like when I went to Santa Fe with you for your retreat, your Claim Your Light retreat, it was an activation in me. That's something I've never experienced in my entire life. And it was through that retreat that I knew I needed to work more with you in a one-on-one capacity. And it's been a true activation, and I just want to thank you for that. And so in regards to, you know, how I help people, it's been such a beautiful journey. I've really intentionally built a product suite that really can support people at any level. I really want to share that I do have a free mini course.
Go for it. Great.
Ultimately, I wanted to just give somebody a roadmap on how to manifest with feng shui, and if that was the only thing you ever did in your entire life in regards to, you know, manifesting with feng shui, your life would be completely changed forever if you just followed the three steps, which is to get your hands on the bagua map, manifest with the five elements, and declutter.
Yeah.
You know, those are the three steps. That's it. And if you follow those three steps, I walk you through it. I really think it could just change your life. So I think that's so important. And then I just try to like identify, of course, working with me one-on-one is so sacred and I feel like I have a soul contract with my one-on-one clients. So absolutely, I love doing that. But I've also found that, you know, feng shui is a practice. I've been doing it for over 12 years myself. And it's not just like a one and done because your environment's always changing and your intentions are always changing. So that's why I created the 12-month manifesting journey so that you could really tend to all 9 areas of your life. Let's go deep into space clearing and all of that, and just kind of work with me throughout the year to have a completely transformational year. And then truly, thanks to you, I was in your Seven Sisters Mastermind. And I've been in a couple masterminds before, but I knew this was percolating, and you knew that from our one-on-one work together as well.
Yes.
It was this divinely inspired idea. But to have an idea and then to actually activate it are two different things. And I just feel like the support I got from the women inside the Seven Sisters Mastermind really was just the energetic boost that I needed in order to hold space for women in that capacity. So I do now have a 3-month mastermind program, and we're starting, I don't know when this is airing, but the first one, we're already almost full, which is really exciting.
Yes,
I know.
Christina, congrats. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to be revealing some of the most high level advanced wealth adjustments, because my intention with the mastermind is especially to help female entrepreneurs to work softer and make more money.
That's it. Spiritual
and that's
hustle.
What it's about. It's very aligned to what you teach. So
it's beautiful.
But we use feng shui, of course, for that. So in this particular mastermind.
I'm obsessed with your product suite. I actually want to, this is a great segue into talking about the Year of the Dragon, which we're in right now. And we're coming into the Year of the Snake, which I want you to tell everyone about. But you do this thing. Are you going to do it next year?
Oh, yes. Welcome the Wealth.
Okay, absolutely. Great. Well, explain Welcome the, because Welcome the Wealth is the online experience that I took. I made my husband take it. I told that story on the podcast. And man, was that powerful. So Welcome the Wealth. Explain what that is.
It's something I've been doing for over 9 years now. And it's a ritual that you can do during the Lunar New Year. And it's a visualization, essentially, where you're welcoming the wealth gods into your home at the Lunar New Year. And once you do it 1 year, I don't think you'll ever want to skip it again, because each year I feel that my bank account is growing exponentially and I just feel so supported by the universe because of the Welcome the Wealth ritual. So I haven't skipped it in 9 years. I don't intend to. And now I share it with other people too. And then involved in Welcome the Wealth is also like talking about what to expect during the universal energy. And I think that's really important because, like, for example, 2023 was the year of the Yin Water Rabbit, which was a year of interception and going within. And if we tried to push too hard in 2023, we're kind of going against the grain and you're going to feel burnt out and exhausted. So it's really good to know what to anticipate. So in 2024, year of the Yang Wood Dragon, this is the year where we're actually called to take a lot of action. And we want to invest in ourselves, invest in our business, double down, because it's going to come back to us tenfold. It's a big year to like take calculated risks, mm-hmm. right? And so the universal energy can really help to determine the actions you take. And I do believe that like part of the reason why I went to Santa Fe is because I needed a spiritual retreat to go within. Part of the reason why I joined the mastermind is because I needed to go all in on myself and like be supported by other female entrepreneurs who are doing big things. So I just feel like knowing the universal energy can help you to just make really great business decisions.
So, I mean, really, when I learned that from you, the reframe of what the Year of the Wood Dragon really was about, everything came online. It was like spiritual leadership, feminine leadership, reaping the harvest, don't get burnt out, like, you know, like all the things that you have taught. The Lunar New Year starts in February of every year-ish, right?
Yes. This year, it will be on January 29th.
Oh, wow. Okay. Damn, I'll be traveling, but you can help me with that.
I can't. Oh, Brian's going to love this. Just wait, Brian.
But okay. It's going to be the Year of the Snake. Mm-hmm. What element?
It's the wood snake. So the elements are 2 year cycles.
Oh, they are.
So we have 2 years of wood.
Okay. Yep. And is snake masculine or feminine?
This is a feminine yin year that we're going to be heading into.
Oh, that's music to my ears. Tell us about the snake. I would love to get the heads up before everyone else. So would my audience.
Oh, I am so excited about the Year of the Snake. And I'm already starting to feel the energy shift. And I have to tell you, I'm a big numerology buff too.
Yes, you are.
So I always tie in the numerology. And a little fun fact about me is that, you know, we all have our personal year number as well. And so my personal year always aligns with the universal. So I feel like I'm very in tune with what we're feeling as a collective, because it's like, you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Double numbers. So like, for example, the Year of the Wood Dragon, we're in an 8 universal energy. 8's all about leadership, money, all of those pieces. So that's why it's a great year for leaders to step up and be seen, right?
Yeah.
Next year, we're heading into universal 9 energy. 9 is that number of completion. And what we're going to find is we don't have to lose the 8 energy. We can still, you know, tap into abundance. But really, it's the year to align with our ikigai. So your ikigai is a Japanese term for when you really find something that you're good at, something that you love to do, and something you can get paid for. And when you find the intersection of all three of those things, that's your ikigai. And so the Year of the Snake in 2025 is all about finding your highest life path, doing something that feels so purposeful in your heart and in your bones, and knowing that you can make a good living doing that, because that's part of why you were put on this planet. So isn't that, I'm like getting chills thinking about it.
Me too.
And I just feel like, you know, there's so many women that I talk to, so many clients, and I just feel like they know in their bones, like they have this side hustle or they have something that like really drives them, but they just don't see how this can make be their livelihood. And I just want more and more people to see that like this is possible for them. It's possible for you to get paid doing what you love. I think if more people would just follow that whisper in their hearts, this world would just be such a better place.
I could not agree more. So the snake is feminine. I felt there was a big distinction in 23 personally. Maybe my audience can relate. Like that felt like a feminine year. This has felt like a masculine year. And so I'm excited for the feminine yin energy coming through. And speaking of the ikigai and like all of the different elements of that and really stepping into what we love to do that can make us money, that is purposeful. And in a feminine vibration, this is at least what I want to manifest. And I'm going to say it now, that it is gentle and that it is easy and that it is soft and that it is more embodied in a feminine vibration than we often allow ourselves to be as female entrepreneurs. And I know we're all struggling with that. And that just got me so excited about next year. What does the snake mean? Like, is there a meaning to the snake in feng shui?
The biggest thing that I can think of, and I'm probably going to come out with so much more, but like when you think of the snake, of course you think about shedding skin.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest thing I think is it's like we are going to, sometimes it's a little bit painful though, that to like step into like that new version of ourselves because we've just outgrown certain situations.
Yeah.
It could be a home, a relationship, a career, and that is not always comfortable. Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I feel like you have this huge gift of being able to zoom out and look at the world from a totally different vantage point. And so one of the things that I think we need to do in 2025 is to really zoom out on this life and like really realize that like in 100 years from now, someone else is going to be living in your home. Yeah. And you're not even going to be here. Right. Which I know it's like wild to think about, but it's like, I think as humans, sometimes we get so fixated on what's in front of us that we forget to zoom out and like really ask ourselves, why did I come here? And what is it that I want to do? And I believe it's these Tibetan monks. So my numerologist, Felicia Bender, she's the in-house numerologist for the Astro Twins. Absolutely love Felicia. She always contributes to their horoscope book every year. And I get my yearly reading with Felicia because I always want to know what to expect for the year. Big numerology buff over here. And when she describes the 9 year to me, she talked about how these Tibetan monks would sit around and they would create this beautiful mosaic using sand. And it takes them days, weeks, just creating this beautiful art on the floor. And at the end of it, they just destroy it. And it becomes dust. And it's like, you know, something that they worked so hard to build and create. It's just that reminder that all the beauty that we have to create, like, it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like that. So I feel like the 9 can be a very deep year, but it's also like, what are you here to build? What are you here to create? And like, what do you have to lose?
Codes, Christina. Every time I'm with Christina, I'm like, girl, codes, codes on codes on codes. You're so multi-layered. You know, you have the connection to obviously all of professors' teachings, and you do your own work on understanding the modern day teachings of it, plus numerology. You're also very connected to the moon and astrology. How does that play its part into feng shui, or how can it?
Thank you for asking this question.
Yeah.
Because you're all about the spiritual hustle, right? And everyone's asking me, you know, I'm here in Nashville, got my hair and makeup done. They're like, what are you here for? And of course, I'm telling them about Jessica Zweig and the Spiritual Hustler podcast and, you know, just saying how like, well, Jessica is, you know, she helps people work softer and make more money. And that's actually what I help them do too in a different way, right?
Right. You do.
And the moon phases are so important, especially in 2024, year of the dragon, to avoid burnout, we we need to follow the moon phases a little bit, which every month there's a new moon cycle and every month there's a full moon cycle. And the new moon is when the sky is at its darkest. And this is the time when the universe gives all of us permission to go within and to have some grace with ourselves. Because nobody was designed to be go, go, go 24/7 and hustle all the time. I personally have a moon in Aries, which is a fire sign, and I have a lot of drive, a lot of Capricorn in my chart as well. So it took me a long time to learn this because I've always been very go, go, go. And when I realized that the new moon is a great time to go within, it's helped me a lot because I can really channel my energy more during the full moon. The full moon, the sky is at its brightest, and this is the time when it's a great time to show up and be seen and take action and write the pitch or reach out to someone you want to collaborate with.
Yeah, I love it. And I know your mastermind, your Quantum Leaper, has been really intertwined with not just feng shui, but such seasons as the moon and Mercury retrograde. And I mean, you really pay attention to what's happening on a universal realm and how it impacts us on a daily basis, and especially in our homes. And there's like no one like you.
Oh, thank you.
I mean it. There's no one like you in the market, in the world, in the universe, Christina. I'm serious. I so see you. I've always seen you since the second you came to my house in Chicago. And now here you are in Nashville.
I know, it's true. I want to tell your listeners, like, so here I am, Christina, little Christina, just going to Jessica's house. Yes, I had been on HGTV, but mind you, I was very, you know, still fresh in my career as a feng shui practitioner. And after the feng shui consultation, Jess, you were, you know, the CEO of the Simply Be agency. You had written your book, Be.
Yeah.
It was funny because at the end of the consultation, you told me, you're like, by the way, I wrote this book. Would you like a copy? And I was really good. I like hid it from her the whole time that I was a fan. And I pulled out my copy of the book. It was dog-eared and underlined, and I had her sign it. But, you know, after the consultation, Jessica just like jumps on Instagram and like does like 10 different stories about how great the feng shui experience was. And it was so genuine. And just, that's just a huge example of how you do see me. And like, it was just genuine, like excited about what you had just experienced. And I just will be forever grateful.
Well, I will forever be a client and a sister. Thank you for dropping your codes today. I have a few final quickfire questions for you. Do you have a favorite spiritual book that has shaped you the most?
I'll just say the one that came to mind. So I think I've told you this before, but Louise Hay, who founded Hay House, her and I have the same birthday.
Okay.
She's, you know, in heaven now, but she wrote the book, You Can Heal Your Life. And that was a really great book. I think it's a great entry point. She's all about the affirmations and mirror work, which I could probably be better at, but it's just, I love that book. You Can Heal Your Life.
I love it, Christina. It's one of the classics, one of the best. Do you have an angel or a deity or a goddess or an archetype that you work with or feel particularly close to lately or in general?
Yes. I love working with the archangels. Archangel Michael for sure, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Gabriel. Those are particularly some of the archangels I work with for not only protection, but also they help you with your creative endeavors. And I just always have been very ambitious in my career. Just really, I've had this huge dream for my career, and it's actually kind of wild that it's starting to manifest into what I've always dreamt it could be. And I definitely feel their presence and that they have helped me for sure.
Beautiful. I feel them right now. Do you believe in aliens?
Interestingly, I did pull. So Kyle Gray has a card deck that I got, and I picked a card saying I was a Venetian. And then you posted something. This is before your book came out. You've said something about being a Pleiadian. And I was like, yeah, I really am a Venetian. And the more I've learned about star seeds, and I even did a past life regression, I've done all the things, right? Apparently, I've only been on Earth 7 times, which is a very new soul. Many souls have been on Earth hundreds of times. But I guess to say, maybe that is possible that I was on Venus at one point. So the universe is so vast, so huge. I can't even wrap my brain around it. Who would I be to say that there's no other life
in
this universe?
Do you know that the Venusians are all about beauty and design and aesthetic?
And I'm a Libra, which is ruled by Venus, and my north node is Taurus, which is ruled by Venus. So There's I've got some connection with Venus for sure.
Final question.
Okay.
What does it mean to you to be a co-creator of the new earth?
Well, you know, as someone who is so spiritual, I feel like I've been co-creating and manifesting with the universe for a long time now. And feng shui is one way that has helped me to do that. You know, I believe that there's a yearning on our heart. It's not always the easy path, right? It's kind of like the road less traveled.
Yeah.
And I believe that if we can just keep following that, follow the joy, follow the inspiration, I believe that that is how the universe guides us into what is of the highest good for this planet. So I guess I think that's what it means.
Coates, I'm so happy you came on my show. Where can people find you and get involved in your work?
I'm at ChristinaHollinger.com, Christina with a K.
ChristinaHollinger.com.
And I'm on Insta.
Yeah, follow her on Instagram. Your podcast?
Oh, yes. I do have a podcast. Yeah. It's called Modern Feng Shui with Christina Hollinger. So
it's an amazing show.
Yes.
And get involved in her 3-part mini course.
Yep. Plug it in and just go on your own time.
Yeah.
And just start manifesting that money, that career, whatever it is you're calling in. There's 9 areas of life. We did not cover all of them. So there's lots to cover. Just check it out. You'll enjoy it.
I love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.